McAllen Citizens League kicks off fall season, October 23. Texas Border Business. The MCL is pleased to start our fall season of membership meetings with an informative program to be held on October 23, 2025 at the Rio Bank Event Venue, 701 E Expressway 83, on McColl, in McAllen, starting at 11:30 a.m. Member surveys conducted last spring resulted in a high level of interest expressed concerning the safety in our community and surrounding area. MCL reached out to our top law enforcement officers to ask them to provide an overview covering crime data, trends and mitigation efforts as well as other topics of interest for our citizens. After their presentations, a question and answer session will follow. Our speakers, Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerra. Sheriff J.E. Eddie Guerra has served as Hidalgo County Sheriff since April 2014 and was re-elected to his fourth term in 2024. As sheriff, he is responsible for enforcing state and local laws relating to public safety and the welfare of citizens. He has made it his priority to uphold the sheriff's office to the highest standards. He oversees 915 employees made up of deputies, detention, and administrative staff. Under his tenure, Hidalgo County has consistently seen a decrease in crime, even as the population has increased. Sheriff Guerra has 30 years of law enforcement experience, including serving as Hidalgo County Precinct 4 Constable from 2009 to 2014. Over his reputable career, Sheriff Guerra has received numerous appointments, awards, and accolades. He was appointed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott to the Domestic Terrorism Task Force, chairman for the Southwestern Border Sheriffs Coalition, and Border Committee chairman for the Major County Sheriffs of America. He currently serves on the board of the Rio Grande Valley Emergency Communication District, which oversees the emergency 911 systems for Hidalgo County, Willacy County, and 25 cities within the district. In 2021, Sheriff Guerra was awarded Outstanding Public Official by the Hidalgo County Bar Association, and in 2022, he was selected for the prestigious Burt Ford Commendation Award by the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, TABC, from among the 254 Texas sheriffs. Sheriff Guerra was born in McAllen and grew up on the D.V. Guerra Ranch, named after his grandfather. He graduated from Edinburgh High School and holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Agricultural Education from Texas A&M University, College Station. Sheriff Guerra has been married for 35 years to Norma. Together, they have four children, triplets Christiana, Andres, Larissa, and Miguel, and they have been blessed with two beautiful granddaughters. The Guerra family attends St. Anne's Catholic Church in Lynn. Chief Victor Rodriguez, City of McAllen Police Department. Victor Rodriguez has served as Chief of Police for the City of McAllen for more than two decades, leading one of the most respected and community-focused law enforcement agencies in South Texas. Before joining McAllen, he served 16 years with the Brownsville Police Department, including as chief, and later worked in Austin for then-Governor George W. Bush. Under his leadership, the McAllen Police Department has expanded resources and capabilities, including a citywide camera network, new training and operations facilities, and one of the financially strongest Crime Stoppers programs in the state. Chief Rodriguez is also deeply committed to community engagement, spearheading initiatives such as the annual Christmas for Kids program, which provides food and toys to thousands of children each year, and the Citizens Academy, which brings residents closer to the work of local law enforcement. A recipient of numerous recognitions, Chief Rodriguez emphasizes that every honor he receives reflects the dedication and service of the men and women of the McAllen Police Department, and the strong partnership between law enforcement, city leadership, and the community. The McAllen Citizens League was established in 1952 and focuses on providing members pertinent information about current affairs, community, art and culture, government, politics, healthcare, border issues and education, among other topics related to its citizens, in a non-sectarian, nonpartisan manner. MCL provides these sessions for both members and non-members during the fall, winter and spring, with details to be provided via social media, print media, and via direct email notices to members. The MCL Board of Directors retreat in August to plan the sessions of most benefit for members. Please call 956-681-2861 to make your reservation to attend this informative luncheon meeting by no later than October 17, 2025. Lunch fee is $20 for MCL members and $23 for non-members. Lunch is optional. Please honor our, a reservation made is a reservation paid, policy. Credit card payments and check payments are preferred and may be paid at the registration tablil, though prepayment is recommended. You may also access the following link to reserve and make your payment and reservation on an online basis, https://link.clover.com/oshortener/86hfgv. If you have a question about your membership status or to inquire about becoming a member, please call Elva M. Serda at 956-681-2861. Annual membership dues of $30 per member will also be collected at each of these meetings. More information may be found on our social media pages, Facebook or Instagram. First name, email.